Ottawa. Seven senators have announced the launch of the African-Canadian Senate Group, created to ensure black voices are heard in the upper chamber. The coalition is chaired by Senator Rosemary Moody, and includes Senators Bernadette Clement, Amina Jerba, Mobina Jaffer, Marie-Françoise Magie, and Mohamed Iqbal Revalia. It is a multi-group coalition, comprising members from both the Independent Senators Group and the Progressive Senate Group. The group said in a statement Thursday that it is devoted to fighting racism and discrimination, and engaging with Canadians while advocating for their priorities. For too long, our voices, contributions, and priorities have been ignored by our democratic institutions. As senators of African descent, we are committed to reversing this trend by working together, said Moody. Jaffer said it is important for African-Canadian senators to have this space in an institution with a history of not always considering the unique needs and lived experiences of black people in Canada. The group's priorities for Canada's 44th Parliament will include seeking a more inclusive committee process in the Senate, and working together with community members for progress on issues of justice, health, and economic fairness. Asked why the group has been formed at this particular moment, Clement said, "Because we're energized right now," adding that the beginning of a new session is a good time to let people know the group wants to hear from them. Clement noted that she is a relatively new senator, having just been sworn in last week, but can identify with the group's goal on a personal level. Having previously served as mayor of Cornwall, Ontario since 2018, Clement was the first black woman to serve as a mayor in Ontario. "I've spent a lot of my career feeling lonely in all kinds of spaces," she said. Referring to her colleagues in the newly formed Senate group, Clement said, "It just feels less lonely for me. I'm just feeling really inspired by this. There's a lot to learn in the Senate, but this group is making me feel welcome. That I belong there," she said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 2, 2021. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Facebook and Canadian Press News Fellowship. The Canadian Press.